Thank you for calling customer service. This is Carl. How may I help you?
I am calling. I got a charge on my charge card, and I don't know what it's for. I'm wondering if you can help me out with it.
All right, sir. Can we start by getting your zip code so I can look up your account?
Yeah. Well, I just got a posted date October 24th for 6732.
Okay, can we start by getting your zip code so I could try to look up your account?
I don't know if I got an account set up or not. I don't know what I bought.
All right, sir. Well, in order to try to figure out what transaction went through on your account, we have to try and find your account in the system, because if you were charged, then you would be in our system.
Okay. I don't know what you set my account up on. I have no idea what I bought.
Okay, sir. Well, in order to try and figure out what was charged, or if you did buy something, I'd have to try to pull your account up.
Okay, and how do you do that? I don't know.
I'm asking for your zip code so I could try to find your account, sir.
Oh, okay.
Okay, can I have the zip code?
Pardon?
Can I have your zip code, sir, so I can try to find your account?
53555.
Okay, and can I have your first and last name?
John Iverson.
All right, so I do see an account underneath your name. Can you verify the address for me?
N2692 County Road V, Apartment A, Lodi, Wisconsin.
All right, sir. So, from what I'm seeing, there were some charges attempted, and then there was a charge that went through on the 24th for 6732, correct?
Yes.
All right, sir. So, on the 15th of October, do you recall entering a sweepstakes to win a cooler and paying a $574 entry ticket fee?
I did. A cooler and what?
It was a sweepstakes to win a cooler, and you paid a $574 entry ticket fee?
No, I don't recognize this. I mean, well, so what? Explain that to me. I'm sorry. I'm having a hard time hearing you.
All right, sir. So on the 15th of October, it says that you entered a sweepstakes for a cooler, a Yeti backpack cooler. Do you recall?
Maybe, yeah, okay.
Okay, so when you enter that sweepstakes to win the cooler, within the terms and conditions on the website, it does outline that by paying the shipping and handling fee for the cooler, you did have a 1 in 1,000 chance of winning, and if you didn't win, then you will later be charged for the membership. That does give you more chances of winning every month you're charged. So okay. That's where the 6732 is coming from.
Please cancel my membership.
Okay, no problem. I can go ahead and cancel your membership for you, and you won't be charged any further.
Okay, all right. And this is for my credit card company. So, all right, thank you.
All right, sir. Give me 1 second while I speak with the supervisor, okay?
Yep.
All right, sir. I did speak with the supervisor, and they told me to give you a 50% refund. Is that fine?
Nope. I'll take it up my charge card. I'm not paying any of this. So, okay. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, sir. Just give me one more second, okay?
All right.
All right, sir. So I did speak with the supervisor again, and they told me to go ahead and give you the full refund. So that refund should return to your account within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. Yeah, you have a full refund, that'd be fine.
Wait, say that again?
A full refund would be fine.
Okay. So it, okay, I already have it processed, and it should return within 3 to 5 business days. Is there anything else I can do?
I'm sorry, what's that?
Is there anything else I can do for you, sir?
Do you have a confirmation number or anything like for that?
Yes, sir. I can go ahead and give you a cancellation number.
Okay. All right.
It's C as in Charlie.
Yep. 262. 262.
786.
786.
500.
500. Okay. All right. Thank you.
No problem. I thank you for calling customer service, and I hope you have a great day.
Yep, you too.
All right. Bye-bye.